Are you struggling to stay motivated or keeping your team productive? Is your work life plagued with issues and conflicts that you are not equipped to handle? Hi, I'm Tracy Horton. As a certified professional and personal development strategist that has gone through my own experiences as a Black female in the criminal justice field and managing people for over 14 years, I can assist you with accomplishing effective resolutions for your problems. If you are interested, you can take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation by sending me a message to HortonStrategistGroup@gmail.com to schedule your appointment. Stay encouraged and remember, experience is our best teacher. Welcome to Take My Life to 10 podcast with your host, Tracy Horton. Today's episode is going to be titled Self-Mastery. I'm going to begin this episode today with a quote. The best day of your life is the one on which you decide life is your own. No apologies or excuses. No one to lean on, rely on, or blame. That is the true power of self-mastery. So I'm going to ask you a question. If I asked you to rate your life on a scale from 1 to 10, what would it be? If it is anything less than a 10, then I want to ask you why. Why do you feel that your life is not a 10? And to think about the areas which is hindering you from being at a 10. So my goal is to get you to the level you desire to be at. And I feel that I can accomplish that by providing you with the skills and abilities to move your life from valleys to walking along the mountaintop. For you to fully understand what I mean by being in a valley and walking on the mountaintop, I'm going to break down the definitions of valley and mountains. A valley is an elongate depression of the earth's surface, usually between ranges of hills or mountains. And keep this in mind, because when you're in a valley, you're surrounded by mountains. If you break down the definition of elongate, it's stretched out to grow in length. So it's a flat line or path with no upward mobility. Depression is a lowering of physical or mental vitality or of functional activity. So you could say that your life can be on a flat, straight path with low physical or mental vitality or functioning activity. So then that means you're stagnant. You're going through the same things over and over again. You may want more, but there's no upward mobility, so you may not know how to get it. So it's a valley that you've been in that you need help getting out of. A mountain is a landmass that projects above its surroundings. So a landmass is a large area of land that can represent all areas of your life. Projects means to come across vividly, devise in the mind, to plan, figure, or estimate for the future, to throw or cast forward. Now, I also want to break down the word devise. To form in the mind by new combinations or applications of ideas or principles, to plan, to obtain, or bring out. And then the last word I want to define is conspicuously, obvious to the eye or mind, and attracting attention. So if you compare a mountain to a valley, it is totally polar opposites and different. Totally different levels to be on. So that's why my goal is to take you from the valley to the mountaintop by transforming your entire life, by forming new ways to control self that will be obvious to all and attract positive attention. That is what my goal is for you. So I want you to take that definition and what I just said, and I want you to ponder on that for a little while I take a commercial break. And I'll be back shortly. Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I am the new host of Living the Black Experience podcast, bringing you content that will provide knowledge, resources, and support for professional and personal growth through our everyday experiences. You can catch me every Friday at 7 p.m. So be there, share your experiences, and enjoy. Thank you for staying tuned to Take My Life to 10 podcast. I hope you took the time to think about what I just explained and to analyze whether it resonates with you. I want to go now to an action step that I would like you to take that I think will help to identify the levels that you are on as far as your journey in self-mastery. I want you to take the time to sit down in a quiet place and free write. And what free writing is a form of journaling, but it's not as structured and limited in routine. It's a process that you take to just what is called free write. It has no topic, it has no time limit, it has no, doesn't care what it looked like on the paper. You don't have to have perfect grammar. You don't have to have perfect sentence structure. It doesn't even have to make sense. It's just a matter of writing where you just dump all the things that you're thinking about, all the things that you're feeling. And what free writing does, it brings up subconscious thoughts and feelings that you may have suppressed. But even though you suppress them and you're not thinking about it, it's actually affecting your life and how your day-to-day relationships develop or break down. So my goal with that is to make sure that you can identify where you are in this process, because the episodes to come, we're going to break down the different levels of self-mastery. And I want you to be very clear about where you are, so therefore you can apply the information correctly. And free writing is a very important tool. And I used it when I went on a solo trip to Jamaica. I went by myself. And every morning I would get up, watch the sunrise, and I would just sit there and write. And I didn't write any of the lines. Some pages may have had 6 words on it because I was writing so big. And that was the most liberating, freeing experience that I have ever had, because it allowed me to identify the things that was going on with me, I thought was for one reason. And when I left Jamaica, I realized that it was for a totally different reason. I thought I had issues because of intimate relationships, problems I've had in intimate relationships, but it was actually the relationship I had with my mother. So by the time I got back to the States and got back home, I was in a totally different place, on a totally different path. And it really changed my outlook on who I am. It allowed me to forgive my mom for some of the things she's done. And it gave me the hope that I can now move forward and have a healthy, intimate relationship without the problems I used to have. So free writing is a very, very, very important tool to have in your toolbox when you're trying to master who you are to get to the places that you want to go. And that's going to be the first step that we take. But I also want you to share your experience if you try it, when you do it, because I want to know how it made you feel, what results came from it, because if it's not helping you, then I need to know that. And I want to know that. But I think it's a very important tool. So I would appreciate it if you take the time to do this exercise. Send me an email at takemylife10, the number 10, at gmail.com, because I would love to hear how the experience has gone for you. The next episodes that's going to come, like I said, I'm going to lay out the levels to this so that we can identify where you are specifically in this journey, because there's three different levels. And I want to make sure you're on the right level and getting the right information to help apply it to your life. So until we meet again, I thank you for listening in and tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. to Take My Life to 10 with your host, Tracy Horton.